Okay, so I'm gonna warn you now that this week's episode is a little bit woo-woo. Okay, in fact, it's a lot woo-woo, but you know what? We're gonna just dive right into it, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. Today's episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Women's Financial Retreat for financially single women. We're going to be talking all things money from the financially single woman's perspective. If you're interested or curious about it, please go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat to get more information about that retreat. It will be happening in Denver, Colorado, October 2019. Please note this episode is not edited, so heads up, it might be a little all over the place, but I don't think so. Anyway, so during the past couple of weeks, I've spent a lot more time in the mountains. I'm feeling a lot better about life, feeling a lot more like myself. And whenever I go into the mountains, it's really interesting. I have crazy dreams. I joke that they're crazy peyote dreams. If you don't know what peyote is, Google it. Anywho, so it's an interesting time for me to go into the mountains. I always feel replenished and energized. And for some weird reason, when I go into the mountains, I'm able to kind of think about the things that are on my mind. I think partly just because it's quieter there, there's a lot less interference. A lot of times I'm hiking and exploring, and your cell phone basically doesn't work, like you're offline. And so I find it to be a very restorative practice for me to explore the mountains and be in nature. And as we go from winter into spring, even though technically it will snow again several times in the month of April here in Denver, because it's like our second snowiest month, we are experiencing that season of change because we're going to spring. There's baby animals and flowers and trees are budding. It's just a really powerful time, I think, in general. So, in fact, actually, even Tiger Woods has experienced a season of change, but I'm going to get to what we're going to talk about. So, I wanted to talk about when your season, like a season that you're currently existing in, changes. What I mean by that, I'm talking very metaphorically, even though we are going from winter to spring. I'm talking about those moments in your life that seem to like happen for a long time, and then something occurs, and then you're like, wow, I was in this mental space for a while, and now I'm in this other space, or things are happening that are pushing me into this other space of existence. I told you it was woo-woo. And so back to Tiger Woods, who I'm fairly indifferent to, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna get into why, but I will say that him winning the Masters today, I'm recording on Sunday as I speak. I found it very interesting because I felt like the season that he'd been in every since the kerfuffle in 2005 when he got exposed on many levels for his behavior. I felt like his karma had restored, like his energy and everything had gotten back into balance. It took a long time for that to happen, by the way. But I feel like he's in a new season in his life. And I think that whether your season is good or bad, because in life you're going to have both, right? It's important to kind of recognize that a change is occurring. So while I do say I'm indifferent to him, I wish him well. I'm hoping that he doesn't squander this opportunity and this energy, this moment that he's in. Likewise, for me, I'm like, wow, things are changing, things are interesting, and I wanted to talk about that because you might be experiencing these changes too. Again, this episode is woo-woo. So when I look back at my life, I reflect on the different seasons that I've had. I'm not 20, so I've had more than one season. But even if I were 20, I mean, 20, you could have experienced two or three seasons in your life. So there's the extreme youth. So when you're really young and you're just discovering the world and the fact that you have a role and a place in the world. Like it's a very heady experience. I don't think that everyone in the world gets to experience that, depending on how much you're struggling to just survive, to be perfectly frank. But I did have the opportunity to be very aware of who I am as a part of the world at large, you know? Then there was the moment for me where I was very zoned into exploring the world, like wanting to see what was out there and who was out there and my place in it. And I talked about in a previous episode how I worked really hard at Marshalls and saved my money so I could go overseas and see something different than the place that I was living in. And it was an incredible time for me because I broadened my horizons. And then there were the dance years where I danced obsessively, like literally every day for hours every day. Like I would take classes, and that was something that existed in my life for a very long time. I started dancing when I was 4, and it is a place of joy. Being in dance is a place of joy for me. And I didn't put this in the show notes, but I should also put the non-dance years, the years where I didn't dance. And that was very sad for me, actually. And then there was my season of debt. That season lasted way too long. I'm still actually in that season and have been paying off debt steadily for many years. And I am tired. but things are changing. So I thought that it was important to reflect on these seasons. And your season will change typically whether you want it to or not, but typically, ideally, you're working towards that change. So if you recognize that you're in a season in your life that's good or bad, either you're going to work hard to sustain it if it's good, or you're going to work hard to change it if it's bad, if it's not working for you. In the most recent season that I've been in, it's been a season of learning. And I don't think I understood how challenging this season would be, because it's a different type of learning than going to college. Like, that's different because you have books, you have a curriculum, your professors are teaching you what they need you to learn. This was like learning about what I was capable of, challenging myself, living in such a way that I was being pushed beyond what my limiting beliefs were. And that's been so intense. I don't think I understood that learning to become an entrepreneur and self-employment actually would be the way that it was. It was very humbling and intense. And so that's been the season that I've been in. I've just been learning, and learning a lot about myself in the process, some good, some very bad. And so now, as I feel like I'm transitioning out of that season, I want to talk about a random, intensely weird, cool experience that I had. So the other day, I was at one of my favorite spaces in Denver called Modern Nomad, and it's basically a multiple business concept that's housed in the same space. If you attend the Money on the Mountain retreat, you will actually be able to walk to this place. It's really pretty. It's a lovely place. And one of my favorite business concepts in this space is called Reroot, R-E-R-O-O-T, Reroot. It's a plant shop run by a woman who's so into plants that if she were a DC comic person, she'd be Poison Ivy, except for she's really super sweet. So I would actually call her Joyful Ivy. And in her shop, she carries amazing things like lovely plants and sage bundles and crystals, you know, things to cleanse your energies of your home, and books and cards and things like that. And this day that I was roaming around in this space, I had had a free mimosa. No, one mimosa does not make one tipsy, but I was feeling good. And I wandered over and I looked at a deck of cards that were in her space. And I thought, you know, I'm going to pull this card and see what it means. So I, you know, it's a deck of cards. They're flipped over. You can't see any. And I pull one, and the card was called the Cosmic Egg. And it was really interesting because it's an egg with a snake wrapped around it. And the funny thing is, when I was a little girl, I used to love playing with snakes. Random, I know it's shocking. right now it grosses me out. I don't even understand how I used to like snakes. And actually, when I was in second grade in Boulder, Colorado, going to the YMCA, we had a day where they had a guy or like an organization brought in these giant pythons. And I'll never forget holding this giant albino python. That thing actually, I think, probably was 90 pounds. Like the adult had to hold it with me. It was like huge. It would have eaten me. If it was hungry, it could have eaten any of us. It was the biggest snake to this day that I've ever seen in person. Anywho, so I've dealt with snakes randomly throughout my life, and starting in second grade, and I used to play with garter snakes. But now at this moment in my life, I'm not a fan. They creep me out. They're scary. No bueno. But for some reason, I pull this card. And this card was so interesting because here is what it basically said. So there's a book that accompanies the cards so that you can kind of see what the cards mean. And this one was called The Cosmic Egg. And this is what it's about. And I quote. So this is a quote from the book. The book is called The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit Deck and Guidebook. Of course, I take all these things with a grain of salt, but this one was so on point, it kind of freaked me out. Anywho, this is what it said. The Cosmic Egg is the final card in the Journey of the Animal Spirit deck, and it represents the unfolding of cosmic consciousness. This state emerges after we have tread the path for quite some time. And through self-effort and grace, we experience self-realization. A sense of contentment and oneness spontaneously arises within us, and the veils of our self-limiting beliefs are lifted. Yes, this is extremely woo-woo, but this is actually how I've been feeling for a while. Like, I've been very much deep in thought since about November when I was laying in bed after throwing my back out. I actually hurt my back again. I think I'm having, I think it's a pinched nerve. So I'm going to go, it's good now, but I'm going to have to go into the doctor and be like, what's the deal? Because it happened again over the weekend. I have been feeling more and more like the moment that I've been existing in, this time, this energy that I've been in for the last, like, really 7 years. It's been 7 years of very intensely hard energy. That's the best way to put it. I feel like it's about to shift in a really positive way. Like I'm ready for the next thing. And it's kind of scary and exhilarating. And part of how I know this is happening is I've had things happen that are really cool or really surprising. And I don't want to talk about all the things, but just things are coming together in different parts of my life that have been a struggle. Like all of a sudden they've been very easy. And once I noticed that those things were coming easily, I knew that those were the areas of focus I had to focus on. I should also mention, I do pray. I believe in God. This is not a religious episode. Don't be like, oh my God, Michelle, like none of that. I'm spiritual, not very religious, but I do pray. And I just feel like in all of this self-reflection and time in the mountains and journaling that I've changed. And I think as you listen to this, you may also be in a season that maybe that you don't like, or maybe you love the season that you're in, but either way, you need to acknowledge what it is. Like, what are you supposed to learn about yourself, about the moment that you're in? What are the lessons that you're ignoring? And for me, there were a lot of lessons that I was ignoring. And one of the things I also noticed was that my friendships are changing. Some are going away. Some are reawakening. And it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes distance plays a part in how relationships and friendships are. You need FaceTime with people, and I don't mean just the tool, the technology. I mean the actual in-person, you can hug that person that is a friend of yours. And so I want to also say Don't push. So sometimes I try to push to make these things happen that I want to happen in my life. And whenever I do that, it just never works. So if you are in a season where you're like, you know, I'm so frustrated, maybe just be like, okay, I'm in this season. What do I need to learn? What do I need to learn about myself? What do I need to do to get out of it if it's not a positive season? And how can I make things happen so that they're better for me, or so that I can maintain it if it's good? So what's next? For me right now, it's a huge purge. Again, with springtime, that's not surprising that I would want to purge things, but this is beyond what I normally do. Like, I want to get rid of everything. It is crazy. Like, I am itching to do that. Starting with my clothes, I want to literally get rid of about 50% of what I have. I don't feel like I identify with the person who bought those clothes anymore. They also just, they don't spark joy. I am acknowledging that Marie Kondo may be completely right about that. And here are a couple of things that will be changing. So of course, summer hair. I cannot wait to get that going. I've already figured out what the look will be. Again, the purge. I want to purge things in my home. Just anything that doesn't need to be here, it's going to be gone. Losing weight. So I've already talked about that. That's something that I'm excited to focus on. Earning passive income. So one of the areas in my business is just coming together effortlessly, like to the point where I'm like, why is this so easy? Well, you know why it's easy? Because I learned all the hard lessons with the other things that I've tried to do. So that will be my focus for this summer. And then just focusing on people and contentment and family. Like, that's literally, that's it. It's that simple. That is the episode. Super woo-woo, super short. I just wanted to acknowledge that sometimes we're in a season, it's longer than we would like, especially if it's not a good season. If it's a good season, sometimes it's not as long as we want it to be, but things kind of change and go up and down. And I wanted to acknowledge that in my own life. If you've experienced that, make sure to let me know. If you like the show, subscribe and like it. You can go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/woo, W-O-O-woo. I hope you guys also got a chance, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, to enjoy that. But please, no spoiler alerts. Have a great day. And I hope your next season is amazing.